Pat Paul Chuck, he got drafted to go to Vietnam when he was 22 years old, and he was dating my granny at the time. And what you need to understand about him is he came from a pretty low-income part of eastern Kentucky. He was from Johnson County, and Johnson County, that's for you. But no, he got drafted to go to Vietnam, and everybody that he had known had went over there, had either gone over and gotten shot up, or when they come back, they were a whole lot different than they were when they went over. So he figured that the same fate surely awaited him. So he broke up with her before he took off to boot camp because he didn't want to leave her high and dry. So he goes to boot camp, and everything's going great. He qualified expert marksman, you know, so that's where I always say I got my crack shot from. Too bad I got a bum finger, so I can't shoot that good no more. But he goes through boot camp. He's ready to go over, and you know, he's a lean, mean, killing machine. And they got him trained to fight Charlie. Well, orders come down from the higher ups that him and half of his platoon are going to be getting sent to Germany instead. So that was a little to his dismay at the time because he was, you know, pumped up and ready to go fight. But you know, I always say that I guess your Vietnam War experience wasn't so bad if your only real complaint about the whole ordeal was that the beer was warm. Only problem is while he was over there, he decided that my granny was the lady that he wanted to be with for the rest of his life. And the only thing standing between him and eternal love of her was an engagement, because she got engaged when he took off. And I don't blame her. I would too. But he had to do something about that. So he came home, and there was a big dance going on out in the county, and he figured that she would surely be there, and she was. And he didn't have a car or anything, so he asked her if they could take her car out for a drive instead, and they did. And he asked her to marry him instead, and they're still together to this day, and they're here this evening. So to see Chuck or Charlene, get him a beer, get Papa a beer, or well, actually, he prefers bourbon. I don't know how much Granny will agree to that, but she'll be all right. The song's called Charlene.
Sure as sweet as well water we have.
not seen our end. Don't have no man between us, will they stand? Between us, will they stand?